Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America right here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have us on the line from down around Pensacola, Florida. Pastor, his name is Pastor Chuck Baldwin, but we're not going to talk to him about his ministry today. We're going to talk about something else. Of course, I'm sure it in some ways it is a ministry, but Chuck has been selected, nominated by the Constitution Party to run for the Vice Presidency of the United States, right along with Michael Perutka. Now, what's really so interesting, if the media really wanted to elect John Kerry, what they would do would be to mention the candidacy of Michael Perutka and Chuck Baldwin to do what they're doing with Nader, and that is to use Nader to draw votes away from Kerry so that Bush will get elected. But if they really wanted, of course, to elect Kerry, they wanted to elect Kerry, they would be drawing votes away from George Bush. They're not doing that. In other words, you will never see, almost never, in the major controlled media, daily mention of where Chuck Baldwin and Michael Perutka are going, but they're traveling across the country. I was with Michael this weekend up in Reno, and I know you're on the road every place you can go, aren't you, Chuck?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am, and it's great to be with you again, Stan. I'll be going to Texas this weekend on the campaign trail.
All right, fine. Of course, every time John Edwards or John Kerry sneezes, why, it's on the front page of the paper. But the media's view is not to reveal what's going on, but conceal. You're going to be on almost 40 ballots across America, aren't you?
That's correct. We should be on at least 40 ballots, maybe a little more than that.
And, of course, there's a question as to how many Nader is going to be on. He's certainly not going to be anywhere near as many state ballots as you are. He's not a viable candidate at all because he doesn't have an organization. And you have a nationwide organization behind you, don't you?
That's correct. The last count I heard, Nader was only qualified on 7 ballots, Stan. And here we're going to be on 40 ballots, as you note. So we have a statistical chance of actually winning the election, and you're right, we get no media coverage.
And, of course, all you need is 30%, 34% of the vote, and each other party with 33%, and you would be able, of course, to take the election. Of course, we'd have to get in the Electoral College, but why don't you tell us why you're running? What is the foundation of the Constitution Party platform?
Well, I'm running because Michael Perutka, the presidential candidate, asked me to be his running mate. And I accepted his invitation, and I agree wholeheartedly with the platform of the Constitution Party and with Michael Perutka's position on the issues. His campaign is very simple. It is honor God, defend the family, and restore the Republic or the Constitution. And that's exactly what we want to do.
And, of course, time goes by, the Constitution is eroded more and more. We move away from the rule of law, the rule really of God, because law in the United States was based upon God's law. And, of course, we move away from the rule of law to the rule of men, and that is what fascism is really all about. So please listen very carefully to what Chuck Baldwin has to say today and contemplate which way are we going, towards more government or are we moving towards freedom. We'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Chuck Baldwin, Vice Presidential Candidate for the Constitution Party. Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest is Chuck Baldwin. Chuck, tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, you've actually been a talk show host in the past, haven't you?
Yes, for 8 years, Dr. Stan. I was my own radio talk show host, locally at first, and then nationally syndicated on the Genesis Radio Network, and so I'm very at home on radio, and it's great to be with you today.
Well, it's good to have you back. And of course, Chuck was on when I first went on to Genesis Network, and then he dropped out. His church was expanding, and they were doing a building program, but what you've undertaken is taking an awful lot of time away from your pulpit and away from your family, isn't it?
Yeah, I had to make a choice at some point. The time constraints were such that I just could not continue to do the radio talk show as I was every single day for as many as 2 hours a day. And I know you're on for much more than that, but pastoring a church full-time, and we are in a major building program, and the church is growing, and God is blessing, I just could not keep that hectic schedule. So I had to drop away from the radio broadcast, at least temporarily, although we still are on the radio locally some 35 times on different stations, but they're all pre-recorded.
All right. Well, I think it's so vitally important that people have an understanding of where you're coming from. But you've always, of course, been an adherent of the Constitution. One of the great tragedies is today they don't teach the Constitution. They don't teach the Declaration of Independence. They don't teach the concept that, as it says in the foreword to the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to preserve these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just authority from the consent of the governed.
Yes.
Oh boy, isn't that a revolutionary idea? Maybe we ought to try it here in America sometime.
Yeah. You know, Jay Leno made a quip on his program not too long ago, and he said, you know, they keep talking about wanting to draft a constitution for Iraq. He said, why not give them ours? He said it was drafted by some really smart people, and we haven't used it. So I think, you know, he knows more about it than either Bush or Kerry at this point. It's sad, Dr. Stan, that we have become so ignorant of our own heritage and history. As you say, the schools are not teaching the Constitution. The pulpits of America are not teaching it. It has become a forgotten document. And as a result, we have no compass to direct us into the future. And sadly, that's where we are today.
And I think we're moving towards a very uncertain future. I think the war is going to have devastating effects morally and, of course, economically, but even more so spiritually. On the people of this once great Christian nation. Well, we're going to have to bring our other stations back right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Chuck Baldwin, who's the vice presidential candidate of the Constitution. Chuck, you've talked about, of course, the party platform of God and family and restoring the Constitution or the rule of law. How do you and Michael feel about the war over in the Middle East? Now, we're told we've just got to be there. We've got to bring democracy to the people in the Middle East, and we've got to bring freedom to the people in the Middle East. But are we really accomplishing that, or are we just getting into more and more of a quagmire?
Well, I think we're getting in more and more of a quagmire. First of all, we entered this quote-unquote war illegally and unconstitutionally, as you well know. The President of the United States is not a monarch. He's not a dictator. At least that's not the way this country was established. He has a certain code or rule of conduct to which he had sworn to abide by, and that's the Constitution. The Constitution is very clear, Stan, that only Congress has the power to declare war. They did not do that. And as a result, this war is illegal. It's unconstitutional. The President has taken upon himself power that he does not have legally in our country. And every time we do this, and we've done this many times, unfortunately, since World War II, we have found ourselves embedded in no-win wars where not only are the objectives not clearly defined, but there seems to be no exit strategy. We get deeper and deeper, and more lives are lost. We become more and more tangled in international affairs, and the result is we keep heading toward a new world order scenario when the United Nations becomes increasingly powerful and influential, and the United States gives up more and more of its independence. And I fear that's what's happening in the Iraq war.
Well, of course, the president says that the reason he attacked over there, well, he thought there were weapons of mass destruction, but the intelligence community deceived him and misled him. But, you know, Saddam Hussein was a terrible man, and not only that, but we really needed to bring freedom to those people over there, and he was never going to allow anybody else to attack us, a surprise attack like we had on September 11th. And so anybody who threatened America, he was going to have a preemptive strike against them before they had a chance to strike us. But that would be almost every other nation in the world, wouldn't it? Because so many of them have people there who don't like us.
Where do we stop?
Right.
I mean, we're already talking now about invading Iran. I think it's safe to say that if President Bush is reelected, he will reinstitute the draft, which will mean that he will also draft our daughters as well as our sons, unprecedented in American history. It's anti-Christian to the core. And it seems to be that he is determined to invent an imperial presidency in this country where he has the power to attack at will any country of his choosing. This is a very dangerous precedent, something that is completely contrary to the history and heritage of our country. And the American people need to realize how dangerous this is. And, of course, all of the reasons that were initially given for our invasion of Iraq have proven to be untrue. And yet there is no repentance from this doctrine. It seems, on the other hand, just to keep on expanding throughout the regions of the world.
Well, do you think it'll be any different if Skull and Bones CFR member John Kerry is elected? After all, he's the Democrat candidate. But doesn't he come from the same little elite group that George W. Bush comes from?
Well, he certainly does, and that seems to be the the sad pattern of the last several years. You know, whether he would continue this policy of interventionism as Bush has taken it, I'm not sure. I would hope not. But then again, as you said, coming from that same elite background, where that who knows who is really pulling the strings, it seems to be Tweedledee and Tweedledum between the two major parties, and that's why I became a member of the Constitution Party before I was ever invited to be the running mate for Michael Peruca, because I just could not accept the quote lesser of two evils anymore. I felt it was time that we had to vote our conscience and our convictions regardless of the outcome, and I really believe that strongly.
Well, you know, I think the average American doesn't understand. The United States has military bases in 130 nations throughout the world today. And that didn't start just with George W. Bush. This has been going on with successive administrations, both Republican and Democrat, because the real driving force behind this, in my estimation, is this force to use America's wealth and America's military power to bring about this one world government. Do you see any correlation between this move towards world government and the scriptures?
Oh, I do. I mean, as a Christian pastor, I certainly, you know, can see the correlation between the prophetic scriptures and what is happening. But, you know, there's a sense of fatalism that I find among many Christians, Stan, that I find very disconcerting. You know, it's one thing to say that, well, the Bible says that such and such will happen, and we're going to see prophecy, this and that. But the fact of the matter is, Christ was very clear that we don't know the times and the seasons that God has put in his own power. It is our responsibility to stand against evil and to stand for what is right, and not to try and play God and think that we know the end from the beginning when it comes to prophetic events. And I think that's the problem that many Christians fall into, is they seem to have this mindset that, well, we know it's going to get worse and worse, and there's nothing we can do about it. And so they almost have a fatalistic approach to the way they vote and the way they get involved in their political institutions. And that certainly is antithetical not only to Christianity but to our own history. So I would strongly repudiate that fatalistic approach to the way we look at these things.
And of course, God has changed his mind. We saw that at the story of Noah, where Noah, he was going to just go in and destroy all those Assyrians, but of course they repented, and sure. they and that held off the God's judgment on the Assyrians for 60 years, for a couple of generations. Could he do the same thing? Certainly, sure. If we were worthy, he would. He doesn't want to destroy this country. He doesn't want his people to suffer. But of course, if I believe if they do not do what they're supposed to, they're going to be terrible retribution on this country. But I don't think it's all in stone. I think God knows what's going to happen. God knows what's going to happen if we do not really return to Him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I certainly agree. And who knows? Back in the formative days of this country, I mean, you look at the times in which the colonists lived in the mid 1700s. They had much of the same attitude in regard to biblical understanding and what God was doing and judging the country and sin being pervasive and the things that were happening in Europe and England. And they could have taken the fatalistic approach and decided, but there's nothing we can do. But they didn't. They decided that there was something that they could do, and they were willing to put their whole lives and fortunes and everything, families, on the altar of freedom and constitutional government and biblical principles. And God honored that. And as a result, here we are today, over 200 years later, enjoying the blessings of liberty that were bought at the expense of our founding fathers. So certainly, we should have that same incentive.
And of course, America does not have to be destroyed. If it is destroyed, it will not because God wants it to be, but because there weren't enough Christians who were willing to take a stand in a time of moral crisis. In fact, it said that Dante, who wrote that classic called The Inferno, said that the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in a time of moral crisis, maintain a position of neutrality. And I don't know at any time in all of history there's been a greater time of moral crisis than we face here in America today.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly.
Well, now, Chuck, what's your position on globalization? Well, this whole idea that we've got to just transfer our jobs and transfer our factories overseas because we got to help those people throughout the world. And if we just, impoverish the American people and lower our living standards a little bit, why, we can help all those people in third world nations. Isn't that a good thing? Isn't that a Christian thing to do? To export our wealth and redistribute the wealth of the American people throughout the world, which is point 10, incidentally, of the Earth Charter, the master plan for everything going on today. It would happen to be written by that great Democrat, Mikhail Gorbachev, and with the help of Marie Strong and of course, Stephen Rockefeller. So these are people of great wealth and great power and all involved in the occult seem to be so intent upon redistributing the wealth of the American people. But how do you feel about that? What's going to happen down the line if we continue exporting our jobs, exporting our industries, and, of course, keeping no tariffs so that people can bring anything in here they want to?
Yeah. Your analysis is just right on. And the Constitution Party and Michael Pruka and myself are committed to removing America from these global institutions that are fulfilling the things that you're describing. If Michael Pruka were to be elected President of the United States, we would withdraw from these internationalist organizations like NAFTA and GATT and WTO. We would get the United Nations out of the United States and get the United States out of the United Nations. FTAA that President Bush is pushing so hard for would never become a reality if Michael Pruka were president.
Now, could you explain what FTAA is to
the Free Trade Area of the Americas? It just takes NAFTA and multiplies it over the rest of the hemisphere. And instead of just limiting it to Mexico, it would also include your Central and South American nations, like Bolivia and Peru and all these other backward nations. So, what that would mean is the labor prices would continue to go spiral downward and the cheap imports would continue to escalate and more jobs would be lost and more of our industry would go overseas.
And of course, then we could raise our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant.
Yes.
We're going to be back here in just a moment. Fred is on the line. We'll get to Fred as soon as we get back. And we'll welcome your calls at 264 Liberty, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24 Liberty or 464-8295. Give us a call, and remember, the price that good men pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they're ruled by evil men.
This is a fascinating four tapes of genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan, who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview, and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Chuck Baldwin, and right now we have calling in from the Salinas area, Fred. Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Have a question or comment?
I just had a couple quick comments. I just wanted to say I just listened to an international lawyer talking about the Nuremberg trials, and he was commenting on one of the charges against the German hierarchy was that they were charged with a preemptive doctrine of preemptive strike without any clear and present danger was a charge against them at the Nuremberg trials.
Well, I think that there are an awful lot of people who don't remember history, and what's that thing they say, you know, the one thing we learn from history is that you don't learn anything from history.
Well, that's when they went into Poland. They were charged with that when they went into Poland without any reason to.
All right, well, let's get Pastor Baldwin's remarks on that. Did you hear what Fred is saying? He's saying that one of the charges brought against some of the German leaders was that they used preemptive war, preemptive strikes, against their neighbors. Is there any similarity to what's going on today, or do you think that there would be some justification for having gone into Iraq?
Yeah, no, I think there are many similarities. I think also you could use the illustration of Japan. When it attacked Pearl Harbor, they had a list of reasons that they thought were, genuine, that there was, they were heading off a potential problem by, bombing the United States, etc. Of course, we look back on the attack against Pearl Harbor with great indignation, and we would certainly call that unlawful and unjust. And yet we turn around, and now for the first time in our history, under this Republican president, George W. Bush, we've done the exact same thing in the name of averting a potential threat. We have attacked an independent sovereign state without a declaration of war, I might add, by Congress. So I think the parallels are very, very glaring.
All right, Fred, did you have something else you wanted to say?
Yes, I had just one other little thing I'd like to comment. The last few weeks I've been listening to Radio Netherlands on shortwave, and there's been a group of doctors working in Afghanistan, and they've been reporting on what they've been finding in Afghanistan. And one of the big problems they found is that the soldiers that are there, there's Americans and Germans and French and Italians, there's all kinds of different troops there, but the only thing they can do is to try and keep the warlords apart. You said they've all gone back, and the whole country's gone back just the way it was, except in Kabul, and you've got all these warlords stacked all over, but they can't do anything to change the culture. And the culture there has gone right back to the way it was before. And they said the women in Afghanistan are just treated something atrocious. It's criminal what's going on there. And we're not doing a thing to stop it.
Well, of course, the same thing goes on in Saudi Arabia, too. What are your thoughts about what Fred is saying about the situation in Afghanistan? This seems like hopelessness.
Yeah, and I think the same thing in Iraq, for example. Of course, as a Christian pastor, I'm concerned about this particular, but it's right along the line with what he was saying. The Christians in Iraq are running for their lives. They are fleeing Iraq now, trying to get away while they can, because America has established an official Muslim state in Iraq, whereas before Saddam Hussein was pretty much neutral in regards to the Muslim/Christian issue. He was more of a secularist than any of the other Muslim nations' leaders. And so he allowed the Christians to pretty much worship in freedom. But now that they have established a Muslim state in Iraq with the backing of the United States government, the Christians realize that there is severe persecution coming their way, and they're trying to get out while they can.
Why would a Christian nation set up a Muslim state in Iraq? You would think that the last thing we would do would want to be set up a state that would be unfriendly or be opposed to Christianity.
Yeah. It's incredible. The inconsistencies of this government are just so remarkable. And why can't Christians and conservatives see them is beyond my ability to understand.
I think they watch too much television. Fred, anything else you want to say?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Thanks so very much. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And pray for our Christians over there in Iraq who lived and most of them get along fine under Saddam, and now they're fleeing for their lives. Of course, so they can't take much with them because most of it's been destroyed.
Understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, Heir to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and a few weeks ago, Kevin DeMeritt of Lear Financial contacted us and asked if he could sponsor some of our programs. Well, I looked into the background of the company. They have an excellent reputation, so I think it's a good time to think very seriously about investing in precious metals. Why? Because we have inflation, we have a progressively devalued dollar, and we've lost almost 30-40% of our value of our currency, and we know that people like Warren Buffett are investing overseas. They're not investing in American currencies. Why not give the people at Lear Financial a call at 1-888-302-7111, that's 1-888-302-7111, and ask for their free audio seminar. Again, the number 1-888-302-7111. I think this is an excellent time to consider protecting your assets.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me recommend Dr. David. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our special guest this afternoon is Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin from Pensacola, Florida. He is the vice presidential candidate for the Constitution Party. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Now, one of the things that both the Bush and the Kerry administration seem to be so intent upon is it disarming the public. Now, we don't know whether George Bush is going to sign the assault weapons ban. He's sort of right on the fence now. I think he doesn't want to antagonize his conservative supporters. Certainly, John Kerry has said that he will support the assault weapons ban. And remember, these are not assault weapons. You can call a cat a canary, but it's still a cat. It doesn't really matter. And these are not assault weapons. You would never move in assaulting carrying a semi-automatic rifle. Assault weapons are automatic rifles, but it doesn't really matter. It's all perception. So how does the Constitution Party stand on the issue of the assault weapons ban?
we're 100% against it. And I would just beg to remind your listeners, Stan, that President Bush has come out publicly in support of that ban. And he has said, he's really not waffled on it. He has said that if it reached his desk, he would sign it. So he has taken a position against the Second Amendment and against the right of men and women in this country to arm themselves, contrary to the reputation that he apparently enjoys. But he has made his voice known on this publicly and quite forcefully. Now, hopefully, the Congress will not approve this legislation, and it will not see his desk. But he has said that if it comes to his desk, he would sign it. So this is not a pro-Second Amendment president. Michael Peruca is the only 100% pro-Second Amendment candidate in this presidential race.
All right, how do you feel about the drug benefits plan that is going to help our retired people so much?
Well, again, it's just increased socialism. More taking from one and giving to another. It's the same game that they've been playing since the 1960s when Lyndon Johnson introduced the Great Society giveaway programs that have just about bankrupted, well, probably have bankrupted this country. We cannot take from one group of people and give to another group of people and expect that our country is going to remain fiscally solvent. It is absolutely imperative that we return to the ideals that were founded in this country by the founding fathers, get back to the original intent that we have a limited federal government and that those limitations are clearly defined by the Constitution, and that anything that is not found in the Constitution is left and reserved to the states and to the individuals respectively. And until we get back to that ideal, all we are going to do is continue down this road toward increased socialism.
Because it sort of looks to me more like they're taking money from other people and just giving it to the drug companies or making, I hate to say this, but just obscene profits. So let's go to Ben, who's calling us from Salinas. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. There are two questions that are absolutely driving me crazy about what's going on in the news, and maybe your guest can enlighten me. I hope so. On this embassy that we're building in Iraq, the biggest embassy in the whole darn world, the American embassy, isn't building that embassy, 8 square miles, 150,000 troops, isn't that going to be like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict times 10, surrounded by all those countries? Because don't we know that he that is feared by many, many must he fear? That place is going to be bathed in blood.
All right, Ben, I think it's a very valid point. Ben is very concerned that, you know, we're going to be building this massive, massive embassy over there. But I thought we were coming home. I thought we just went over there, to bring democracy to the people. And then we're going to give 150,000 troops stationed there. I thought that we weren't going to occupy that area. We were just going to go over there to get rid of Saddam Hussein because he was the threat. And so Ben is suggesting that, we're going to be, our troops are going to be bathed in blood over there. What are your thoughts?
I think Ben is absolutely right. And I think, Stan, anyone who thinks that our troops are coming home from Iraq any time in the next decade or even two decades are dreaming. Our troops are there to stay. We are not coming home.
And there is on the table a universal draft, which will also draft our daughters and do away with student deferments, and you can't cross computerized checkpoints unless you have selective service clearance, which means the guns on the Mexican and Canadian borders are not going to be aimed at Mexicans and Canadians, Americans trying to get out to save their sons and daughters. And my second problem is Mr. Bush said he's going to implement the 9/11 hearings, to which he would not take an oath or testify under the oath in public, who as an employee he is bound to, like Clinton did over a much more personal issue. But he plans to implement the suggestion of the new intelligence czar. I mean, like, we need another level of secrecy. How many Tom Ridges do we have to be forced to pay for do nothing with blinking colored lights, doing nothing but to make us prisoners, while with that level of secrecy they're doing away with our our privacy rights, our Second Amendment rights, our right to due process.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Isn't John Ashcroft supposedly the law and order czar? Why don't they just hand him a job description?
All right, fine. So what are your thoughts about what Ben is saying? Ben is concerned that you're just going to get another level of bureaucracy,
yeah.
And that it was the bureaucracy, we're told, wasn't talking to one another before, would a bigger bureaucracy be more efficient than a smaller bureaucracy?
Yeah, I think he's right. I mean, where is it going to end? And the fact is, it's not going to end. And what is really unfortunate here is it seems that people are willing to accept all of this because it's coming from a Republican administration. I doubt very seriously, Stan, that if Al Gore were president today or another Democrat were president today, that he would be able to get by with this near as easily as George W. Bush is able to get by with this. It seems
there
like as
go.
Long as you have a Republican in the White House, they can do this without opposition.
Yeah, why should we be the only ones with weapons of mass destruction? Isn't that the old Roman Empire? And remember the great American motto, please, people, Fahrenheit 9/11 will set us free if we'll let it.
All right, thanks
God
so
bless
much.
You,
thanks
sir.
So much. Bye. And let's go to Robert, who's calling from Illinois. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Robert, how are you doing?
Great, Dr. Stan. I'm pleased to talk to Pastor Baldwin. I was wondering what the Constitution Party's position is on, like, the outsourcing of jobs and the manufacturing going to, like, Red China and so forth.
Yeah. Yeah, we would return to the Founding Fathers' ideals that are expressed in the Constitution, and we would work to eliminate the income tax and the IRS. We would work to produce the funds that would run a limited federal government as prescribed in the Constitution by tariffs and imposts and so forth, which means that this free ride for these internationalists would be over. And that's exactly what's happening now, is that, you know, we are shipping our goods overseas and we are paying heavy fees and tariffs and so forth, but we are importing without that parameter, which means that we are exporting our jobs, and we have been for at least two decades all over the world, and our workforce is being dismantled piece by piece. Our industries are going overseas because it's lucrative for the internationalists that are running this to accomplish it. With a Peruca president, that free ride is over. They are no longer able to take these jobs offshore and then bring them back duty-free, costing the American people their jobs and their livelihoods.
Anything else, Robert?
Yes, I was actually wondering about the amnesty for illegal aliens that both the Republicans and the Democrats favor.
We are totally against it. In fact, not only are we against amnesty for illegal aliens, we don't even believe that illegal aliens should be here at all. We would work, I say we, meaning a Peruca administration, would work to take the illegal aliens that are in this United States and export them back to where they came from. We would furthermore reduce the number of legal immigrants that are coming to this country.
All right. Anything else you want to add, Robert?
They got my vote this year.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you so much. And, well, you know, of course, there are a lot of things that people are going to say, and they're going to say, look, if we don't vote for George Bush, why, Kerry is going to get in, and Kerry is absolutely terrible, one of the worst voting records in the United States Senate, and certainly John Edwards is not far behind. So even though we may not like what Bush has done, after all, we would be far better off with Bush than with Kerry in there. And besides that, we need George Bush in there because he's going to appoint conservative judges, and we're never going to turn the Supreme Court around unless we elect a Republican to the White House. How would you respond to that?
Let me take the latter issue first. On the issue of judges, let's remind our audience, Stan, that the Supreme Court has been dominated by Republican-nominated justices for the last 30 years. Let's remember that on January 22, 1973, when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Roe v. Wade, effectively legalizing abortion on demand, that the Republicans controlled the Supreme Court by 6-3. And the Republicans have dominated the Supreme Court ever since. So this idea that because we're going to have a Republican that we're going to have conservative justices, that is a misnomer, to be sure. I think you could look for a Gonzalez justice to be Bush's first appointment to the court. He's pro-choice, pro-abortion. He's not a conservative in any shape, manner, or form. And of course, your first issue, the lesser of two evils, that's always the rhetoric that we hear from the Republicans every 4 years. Well, this guy may not be perfect, and you may not like this and that, but he's better than the alternative. And the fact of the matter is, when you shake him up and roll him out, you know, there's two peas in a pod. There's not a dime's worth of difference. And Pat Buchanan was right when he said that there's not two parties in Washington today. There's just two wings of the same bird of prey. And in the bottom analysis, when it comes to the actual policies that emanate from Washington, D.C., it doesn't matter which of the two major parties is in power. We get the same socialist big government agenda. It's time for the American people to vote for a true conservative, a true constitutionalist, to vote their convictions, and leave the results with God. And I'm a Christian, Stan, and I don't mind saying that I believe that God governs in the affairs of men, as Ben Franklin said, and that it is our responsibility to do what is right and trust the results with God.
Okay, fine. Well, I certainly agree with it. I would just simply point out, for the skeptic out there, that today, in the 9 members of the Supreme Court, 7 of them were appointed by Republican presidents. I've been a lifelong Republican, but I will tell you that I believe in everything the Republican Party stands for. The trouble is that the people in Washington, D.C., both in the Senate and the Congress and in the White House, don't believe in what the Republican Party stands for anymore. Do you have that feeling, Chuck?
Well, you know, Bob Dole, when he was running for president, somebody asked him about the Republican Party platform, and he said he didn't care what it said. He hadn't even read it. And, you know, when we have people that have not even read the Constitution, and let's remind ourselves that when that president, be he Republican or Democrat, takes the oath of office, he does not swear loyalty to the platform of his party. He swears loyalty to the Constitution of the United States. Stan, that is the supreme law of the land. That is the contract that he makes with the American people to uphold the Constitution. And neither of these parties have any intention of upholding the Constitution. And that should be the focus of the American people to understand, is that we have men in office from both parties that are violating their oath of office to uphold and to defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
And you take away the Constitution and there is no America. Well, how can people get in touch with your organization? How can they get in touch with the Constitution Party if they're interested in knowing more about Michael Perutka?
Thank you.
If they're interested in knowing more about the Constitution Party?
Thank you, Stan. Two websites. Constitution Party is simply constitutionparty.com. That's constitutionparty.com. Michael Perutka's campaign headquarters on the internet is perutka2004.com. And Perutka is spelled P-E-R-O-U-T-K-A, perutka2004.com.
All right, fine. That's perutka2004.com or constitutionparty.com. Now, what about helping you? If the people in the audience want to help in your effort, of course, to reach the people with the message that you're trying to get out, what can the average person do out there who says, gee, I'm just one person.
Right.
Oh, I can't do much of anything.
We're going to be on the ballot in 40 states, Stan, including California.
And now, you will be under the ballot of the American Independent Party, won't
correct.
You?
Correct. Correct, that's true, that's the state affiliate, that's right. And they can not only vote for us, but they can campaign for us by telling their friends and neighbors. They can contact the Constitution Party or the Perutka campaign headquarters and ask how they can help. And you know, there's a lot of things that they can do to help us promote and spread the word. And I would encourage them to get in touch with the Perutka campaign headquarters through the website, and to do whatever they can do. Obviously we need funds. If they can contribute funds to the campaign, that would be wonderful, but time as well, and word of mouth is the best advertising of all.
Now, do you have a video or an audio tape so people could just listen to that?
Yes.
And then to pass it on to others?
Yes, they do. Yeah, again, go to the Perutka2004.com website, and there are cassettes, tapes available. There's other materials available. There's a lot of material available at the website.
All right, fine. So if you're out there in the listening audience and you believe that this is what you should be doing, why, you know where to go. Go to their website, get their information. And there certainly are branches of the Constitution Party or one of their affiliates in 40 stations across this country. In fact, I suspect they're in all states, but they've made it extremely difficult to get on the ballot in several states, haven't they?
Yeah, there's a few states that's next to impossible, including Bush's home state of Texas. I don't think we're going to be there. I don't think we're going to be on in New York.
But California, you can carry California, or you get on the ballot in California. That's 10% of the electoral votes going to back to, for the Electoral College.
Well, many of the swing states we're going to be on. Right here in Florida, where I'm from, we're going to be on. We'll be on in Ohio, which is a swing state. Michigan is a swing state. As you said, California is a swing state. Pennsylvania is a swing state. So many of the crucial states in this election, we will be on those state ballots.
Well, we've got about a minute left. What would your final message to our listeners this afternoon be? Why should they vote for you and Michael rather than for one of the major candidates?
Well, again, they should only vote for us if they believe in our message. If they believe that the Republicans or the Democrats are fulfilling the vision of the Founding Fathers and upholding their oath to the Constitution, then vote for them. But if you feel in your heart of hearts that neither party is doing that and that the Constitution Party represents your values, your convictions, your beliefs, then simply go to the polls and vote your convictions. Vote your heart. Vote what you know to be right. Let God take care of the results. That's all any of us can do, and yet that's what every one of us should do.
Well, I guess this afternoon has been Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. I know him personally, a true man of God. God bless you, Chuck. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Stan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WALK and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Well, this is Arthur Stan, and let me just mention that AIDS is being used to depopulate the world. If you go into Africa today, you go into Botswana or Swaziland or the Lesotho, and certainly you're talking 30-40% of the adult population has this disease. Now, you stop a disease by identifying who's infected and try to keep them from giving it to others. You do that with every disease except AIDS. We have a failed public health policy, and what is the World Health Organization and the CDC doing? Why, they're going to continue exactly what they've done in the past. Now, it's the definition of insanity is if you keep doing what you have done in the past and expect to get a different result. They don't expect a different result. Why, there are people, and if you read the writings of people like Margaret Sanger and others, they believe that the blacks are inferior and they should be done away with. That was the belief of Madame Blavatsky and of course her, one of her great disciples was a man named Adolf Hitler. Another disciple was Margaret Sanger, who of course organized Planned Parenthood, which is still being funded with your tax dollars right here in America. In fact, the whole idea of German eugenics and doing away with the Jews really began here in the United States when we passed our eugenic laws and sterilized tens of thousands of people during the opening years of the 20th century. But we never talk about that in America today. People don't really understand the dark spiritual forces that are at work. Well, you need to get our 4-tape set on population control. You need to get our 4-tape set on AIDS. You need to get our video on population control. You need to get my population control monograph a population controlled agenda monograph. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we look to those of you out across America who listen to our programs, who believe there's a problem and are willing to join us in this epic struggle. And if you'd like to get in touch with us and help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. In this last 6 months, we've taken on an evening shortwave program and five new stations across America. Now, I want to remind you that our evening shortwave setting for a shortwave is being changed from 7.535. A week from today, we'll be on 7.5315. That's 7.315. Please announce this on other programs and, of course, get people to listen. Tell your friends they can listen to our program 5 hours a day on the Internet. Go to RadioLiberty.com. And, of course, we're on the GCN network. That's GCNLive.com. We're on AmericanNewsNet.com at 7 o'clock in the morning, Genesis, for 2 hours. And then, of course, in the evening, we're on RadioLiberty.com. And we may still soon be on the Genesis website as well. Your job is to help people come to our website and get educated and understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. And I'll tell you what, if I was a betting man, I'd bet on the other side, but I believe that if the people who are called by God's name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, and why, of course, God will hear them from heaven and will heal their sin and will forgive their sin and heal their land. But if we don't change our ways, America is not going to survive. We're entering World War III. You need to get our video, Iraq, the Untold Story. You need to get the video and the syllabus that goes with it. And you'll have all the documentation there about how all the wars of the last century were contrived. You need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, or the video and audio tape, and you need to copy that. And that book and video have changed so many lives. But you're the ones who have to get it out, because we'll never get a book review in the New York Times, not in 1,000 years. You need to get our information on population control, because they really are tending to kill off a large part of the world's population. If you doubt that, you can call us and ask for the Jacques Cousteau quotation. We'll send you the information out of the UNESCO Courier, November 1991, where Cousteau talked about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 peoples a day. Get my population control agenda monograph and see what's there. Understand that they are poisoning our water with fluoride. They're poisoning our food with aspartame and MSG. They know what it does to the brain and to your children's brain. They're poisoning our children's minds with mercury. They're poisoning our children. And where's the outcry? You're not hearing about it. And, of course, now they've finally taken the thimerosal out of the childhood vaccines. But we're leaving it in the influenza vaccine. And if you don't want your child to die, you better give them an influenza shot with 60 or 70 times the maximum amount of mercury. But, boy, we sure got to be worried about the mercury in the fish and the mercury in the air. And we've got to stop burning coal because there's mercury there. And, of course, China produces 10 times as much mercury as we do. But that doesn't matter. We've got to just stop it here in the United States. But we've got to put it in the vaccines, because your children will die without those vaccines. And if you really believe this story, you need to get my article on vaccines. You need to get our 4-tape set on vaccines. You go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down our article on vaccinations. It was about a year ago. It was this time last year. Get it. Get the government statistics. A childhood disease produced almost no mortality. If we'd gotten down to 30 children a year dying of measles, and yet, of course, now almost one child in six has mental problems because of the mercury we poisoned them with. Get the information. Get it to the other people. Help us to disseminate the truth and pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our website, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.